Hello and welcome to this free download to help your child rediscover self-confidence and courage and a real sense of being a very special person in the world. You can let your child listen to this download while they're resting, just before bed perhaps, or while they're playing quietly. Please don't let them listen to it while they're doing anything that requires concentration, such as using equipment or crossing roads or doing anything where their concentration should not be impaired. Hello, I'm here today to talk to you about rediscovering your confidence. Now, it may be that from time to time you don't feel very confident. Perhaps you look around you and feel that other children or young people are able to be happier or more confident or more capable. But you know, you'd be really surprised that all of these feelings that you might have are exactly the same feelings as the other people around you are having as well. But it's one of those things that we just don't seem to talk about very much. So while somebody that you like to play with or talk to might seem or appear to be very, very confident and courageous, actually, they're probably having exactly the same concerns in their quiet moments as you do. So just settle down now. Find yourself a nice comfortable space. It may be that you're just playing around with your toys and just listening to this, and that's absolutely fine. Although you may prefer to really snuggle down into a chair or lay on your bed and feel really comfy. And you can just listen to the sound of my voice and be aware of the different messages that the different parts of your brain may be listening to. You know, we have a conscious brain, which is the part of the brain that we're very aware of. It does all our thinking and planning. The unconscious brain as well, which is the onboard computer part of our brain that reminds every part of our body how to do its job without actually needing to get too involved. So I wonder if you've ever stopped to think what it is that really makes you you. Something that makes you so special. What it is about you that is uniquely you. And everybody in the entire world has something that makes them uniquely them. Perhaps at times you may have looked with curiosity at a newborn baby or a small child. A tiny little thing that hasn't yet needed to learn how to be good at things. A being that is happy just being, will cry, will laugh, will move, will eat, will drink, and all the other things that babies do as well. They just seem to be not very good at doing anything at all. They can't walk, they can't write, they can't read, and yet somehow, as they lay there, smiling or giggling or crying, they seem almost perfect, exactly as they are. And the people around them love them with all their hearts. And they just look at them and love them because they're their very own baby. Already they start to develop their character and their personality, which is often very different from anyone else's. And this little person can just be loved for being themselves. They're good at being themselves. And you know, you may not always realize this, but you are perfect at being you. And you, a little older of course than the newborn baby who can only wriggle and giggle, but you have learned to be good at so many things. You learned to walk, you learned to talk, you learned to eat and drink, you learned to play. I wonder if you can think about the different things that you have learnt to do. That's it. Just let those things run through your mind. The things that you just somehow learned. You didn't even know you were learning, but somehow you learned to use cutlery and to brush your hair. Learned to go up and down stairs. Just spend a few minutes now just thinking about the different things that you've learnt over the years that you've never really stopped to think about. And while you're letting those thoughts freely find their way through your mind and in and out of your thinking, you can just start to picture what it might feel like to be wrapped up in a big, soft, fluffy cloud. Just the exact cloud that you would choose for yourself. And climb on board. Get nice and snuggly inside that cloud and what it feels like against your skin. How warm it is. How light and fluffy it might feel. And once you're safely wrapped up in that imaginary cloud, you can just start to use your mind, your incredibly powerful mind, to begin to allow that cloud to lift you off the ground, slowly at first, and to go into the sky as high as you're comfortable to go. And when you're there, you can notice that you can just drift around. You can look at the sky and the other clouds. You can look down at the people and animals on the ground. Notice how small they look. You can bring your cloud closer to the ground and further away again. And your cloud can travel over mountains and rivers and lakes. You can know that beneath you are millions and millions of other children and young people, just like you. And yet somehow, the people in your life love you. They choose you to love, because you are a very special person. And you can just know how special you are by looking at the tips of your fingers. And at the tips of your fingers, you can see tiny, tiny little lines. Like a map. A map that makes you you. And if you haven't already, you could maybe close your eyes now. And really feel as though you're riding on that cloud above the ground. Feel the lightness and the gentleness and the comfort. And when you get somewhere that looks really appealing and attractive to you, you can put your cloud down and stop for a while. And take a look at that place. And you might even notice in that place a big old-fashioned mirror. And you can take a look at yourself in that mirror. And you can notice that you can use your mind power to change the way you look in that mirror. You can make yourself taller. Do that now. Make yourself much, much taller. Really, really tall. As tall as you can possibly make yourself. And then you can shrink yourself back down again. Maybe this time go really, really tiny in that mirror. as small as possible, like a tiny little gerbil. That's it. Now back to normal size. Notice what it is about the you in the mirror that is so special and uniquely you. The curve of your smile, or the look in your eyes, you may be able to notice for the first time ever in that mirror something about yourself that you really like. And you can just know, maybe for the first time, that you really are incredible. There's so much that you can do. And in that place, you can create anything for yourself. What would you create for yourself? What would you change? What would you have more of? You can do that now. You can use that mirror to reflect those things. One by one, you can change them or have more of them. Try now taking something that you'd like to have more of. Maybe more confidence, more courage. See that reflection in the mirror. And use your mind to create more of it. Make it bigger. Watch it grow. And know that you can be master of your own future. Because you have this technique and this way of getting as much of what you want into your life as you can possibly imagine. Any time you come across an obstacle, you'll be able to use this mirror in your mind and shrink things or grow things or make more of things. So whenever anything troubles you, you can shrink it in your mind mirror. Do that now. Think of something that you'd like to shrink. Use your mind mirror to do that. Well done. And now try again with something that you want more of. Use your mind mirror and increase it. That's it. Well done. And now you can just stop trying to try and know that you don't even have to remember to try or try to remember or forget to remember. It's all the same. You can just trust your magical mind. And that's it. Now, if you're in bed already at the end of the day, you can just allow yourself now to drift off to sleep. Or, if you're about to go and do something fun and interesting and it's earlier in the day, you can just slowly count with me back to being in the here and the now, feeling full of energy and ready to go tackle those things with your courage and confidence. You can count with me from 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Back. Go and have a lovely day or a perfect sleep. Bye bye.